Are you interested in the various jobs being done and programs offered in your communities?
Yeah, I want to know about stuff.
Where should you turn to for such information?
The anticipation is killing me!
What better place than straight from the horse's mouth? It is time for your What Do You Think program, presented by WLEW and WHST. Here's your host with today's topic. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this What Do You Think edition.
Yeah, now I know stuff.
Well, we were a little ahead of the game there on that one. That was my fault. Everyone forgot to put our screen in manual. So you got our intro and our outro all at once. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of our What Do You Think program here on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson, and I'm joined today by April Woodall. She is the Executive Director for Positive Alternatives, CareNet Pregnancy Centers. Do I have that right? Yeah. In Caro and Bad Axe. So good morning, April, and welcome to our What Do You Think program.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for joining us. I don't know, would you like to start off by telling us a little bit about Positive Alternatives and what it is and what you're all about?
Yeah, so Positive Alternatives is a pregnancy resource center. We're based in Tuscola and Huron counties. We have a center in Bad Axe and one in Caro. We offer options education for women facing a crisis pregnancy. We also do pregnancy testing, parenting education, and we have material services for those in the community who are in need. And all of our services are free, and there's no requirements to use any of our services.
Because people find themselves in that sort of situation, it can be very difficult.
Right.
To imagine, I'm sure.
Right.
So it's nice that you guys provide a medium there for people to find sources and resources and alternatives. So some of the services you offer, it looks like you send pregnancy testing and options educations and various things.
Yeah, parenting education, that's one of our biggest programs. We have everything from when a woman is expecting, you know, fetal development, what her body is going through, what the baby's body is doing, all the way on up through those toddler years, you know, how to deal with temper tantrums and potty training.
Okay.
You know, how to get kids to sleep. And then we even have things that all parents have to deal with, meal planning, how to make a budget, if they're going to be returning to work or changing jobs, how to plan for that. And so those life skill type classes we offer as well. We even have some biblical resources, so we do some Bible studies, and it's all based on whatever the client wants to take, what they feel would be beneficial for them as a parent.
Kind of a buffet, a variety of options, and you can grab as you go what fits your needs and various things like that. Well, that's all very cool, too, because that extends beyond just the pre-birth time period.
Right.
So it's not like, okay, we got you until it's done and then there you go. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We care through them, for them all the way through till, their child's about 3 years old.
Yeah.
And ready to head into school. And then they have the school to help them
kind of pick up
from
there. That way there's not a gap of just kind of floating in the ocean.
Yeah.
Trying to keep your head above the waves yourself because, many people find themselves in many various different situations, and it can be difficult. I realized very quickly I gained a lot of empathy for my parents, and now that I have kids, and it dawned on me that, they didn't have all the answers either.
Absolutely.
So
that's true.
It was kind of like a revelation for me. Like, okay, you know what? That puts things in a little bit different light, a different perspective.
Yeah.
So... And that's very good. We have, because obviously it's an alternative to if people are struggling with a decision, maybe a pregnancy they weren't expecting, and it's an alternative to abortion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the only thing it is, but it offers some things out there.
Yeah,
and I think that's important because everyone makes choices and everything like that based on what they feel is best for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to have all the options that are available out there.
Right.
And I think Well, go ahead.
A lot of times people aren't fully educated on what abortion is.
That's where I was
headed, and all
the
different types that are available to them. And so they just, you know, they might think, well, I'm just going to order something off the internet. And they're really not aware of, you know, all the health risks that would entail.
Can be very dangerous, yeah.
So we educate them. So we do tell them about abortion and the different types of abortion, you know, whether it's a chemical abortion or a surgical abortion.
I was looking on your website. You have a lot of good breakdown on the
various. So they can really understand and make the best educated decision. And, you know, our hope is that they do make a decision for life.
Right, absolutely,
But, you know, we don't refer for or send them, you know, anywhere that would perform an abortion
right.
or give them abortificants. But we do give them that education so that way they can make the best educated decision for themselves and for their baby.
I think that's good because sometimes things, the way they're presented, you don't get the whole picture.
Right.
And again, I'm not making a statement of judgment on one way or the other, but I think definitely it's good to have an alternative and to at least be aware of the different things, because I think a lot of times, at least the way things get, you see them on the media and TV mm-hmm. and stuff like that, it's portrayed almost as making a choice between vanilla or chocolate ice cream.
Right.
And I think now, again, if you're watching the news, most of the people they'll show you on the news are not what regular people's reactions are to these kinds of decisions, for a lack of a better way of saying it. And a lot of times, I've known women later that have said, you know, the way it was presented to me, whether I would have made a different choice or not, but I wish I would have had more information to know what was going to come after.
Right.
And even some of the psychological and emotional ramifications.
Right. And the other thing, you know, sometimes people will make that choice for abortion because they feel they don't have the support.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we serve as is, you know, if they feel like they have no other choice because they don't have the support, they won't have the resources available to them. We're there to offer that and to be with them, not just through the pregnancy so that way they deliver their baby, but then afterwards. So we partner with them, you know, to help equip them to be parents, you know, and even if they choose to do adoption,
right,
you know, we can help refer them to adoption agencies that will partner with them, you know, for open adoptions, so that way they can still have a part in the child's life if they so choose.
I was reading a little bit about that on your website too, and there's I probably can't name all three, but there's open adoption and mm-hmm. there's closed adoption, and
yeah.
then there's, is it semi-open, is it
yeah.
called, or am I getting that title wrong?
I'm not sure like what it would be
the
called.
Exact
yeah.
right, but it was basically, there's, when it comes even to adoption, there's many choices there that pretty much would cover the gamut
right.
of what a woman might be interested in as
yes.
she's going through something like
yeah.
that.
And it really is, it's her choice, you know, what she wants to do, and you know, nobody's forcing her
right.
into it, and they can change their minds along the way too, you know. That's, you know, you could say, well, I want to have an adoption, and then as the time gets closer, like, nobody's going to force them into
it's not
going
set
through
in,
that adoption.
It's not set in stone.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Which is, you know, it's always nice to know you have some time.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's hard. It's not a choice between vanilla and chocolate ice cream. So, and you might feel a lot of various emotions, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it is. It's an emotional time. And, you know, one of the things that we were kind of going towards was that, you know, if somebody does choose abortion, that doesn't mean that we can't help them. We do
yeah.
offer post-abortive care because there are a lot of ramifications that come from that. A lot of the times it is emotional and psychological, and, you know, they regret their decision, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's
so we
at
can,
that point, yeah,
yeah. So we can yeah. come alongside them. One of the things that we can do, though, is we do have, there is, if a woman were to take the abortion pill,
mm-hmm.
There is an abortion pill reversal protocol.
Oh, really?
That we can, within a certain amount of time,
sure.
we can get them the referral to get that reversal done if they do regret it, you know,
right.
at that point.
Within that time period, yeah. that would still be an option,
right.
even, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, like I said, it's just, it's a very wide array mm-hmm. of
yeah.
programs and
right, right.
like information that you offer there. And like I was saying, I spent some time on the website and there was a lot of things that I was blown away by
right.
that I saw in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow,
mm-hmm.
not just the information, but the extent of what you offer. And I think, too, like you said, the post-pregnancy
mm-hmm.
or post-abortive care.
Right.
I think that is probably right up there at the top of the list of importance of the things you
right.
do with your organization.
Because,
yeah. again, even a lot of people are in a lot of different situations, but even in your what you would call a traditional mother, father, children household, I mean, it's a big change for everyone, but especially, mm-hmm. again, for the woman, because, I mean, she's dealing with it physically, psychologically, emotionally,
yeah.
mentally, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And whether you go one route or the other, those things don't go away
right.
after birth or after abortion. You
Correct.
Know, it doesn't. It's like moving to a different town to try mm-hmm. to escape your problems.
Yeah.
The mental and emotional ones just kind of follow you.
Right.
So that's excellent.
Yeah. And we do have services for fathers, too. So
I saw, yeah.
You know, because this isn't, you know, it isn't just about the woman
right.
and the baby.
Right.
You know, the fathers need care as well. So we
Absolutely.
Have classes for fathers. You know, they're encouraged. The partner is encouraged to come with the mother. If it's at all possible, you know, they can do classes together. They could do classes separately, you know, so that those are options for them as well, too.
Absolutely. To be able to
care for the family as a whole.
Well, and that's the thing, right? I think sometimes, right or wrong, I think that gets lost in it, too. Exactly like you said, too. It's not just the woman. There's a father involved in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we all know for certain there are plenty of fathers that fall short of the mark for
right.
being there for their new family or what's about to be their new family. But then
yeah.
there's also guys out there that, you know, want to
mm-hmm.
and also is brand new and scary for them. And
yeah.
so, and to have services available. So like you said, you can have the whole family
right.
kind of having their needs attended to
mm-hmm.
so that they can be more cohesive together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Is great. That is very great. So I saw that on your website again, too, about the programs for men that you have, too, and I didn't get a chance to look through that
right.
more thoroughly, but when
yeah.
I saw it, I was like, oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
You know, not just covering half the field, so to
right.
speak.
Yep.
So I was looking, too, and I got various information on my screen here. You can see, too. I don't know where you'd like to go. I know that, so you have two locations. I guess that's a good place
yeah.
to start, right? Is that, do I have the right two locations
yes.
in Huron and Tuscola counties?
Yes.
Yeah.
So our Huron County location is in Bad Axe. It's at 132 East Huron Avenue.
Okay.
So it's right in town. And our Tuscola County location is at 1596 East Caro Road,
okay.
which is just outside of Caro. So it's not right in town, but just outside.
Absolutely. Well, nice and local a couple
yeah.
places
yeah.
for people
mm-hmm.
depending on where you live. It's not going to be that far
right
to get. You probably travel farther to see a movie
yes.
if you had to.
That's
so
true.
Not,
that's true. Yeah.
Not too bad at
yeah.
all.
Yeah. And our hours vary. We are staffed mostly by volunteers.
Yeah.
So our hours are dependent on the volunteer availability. So
which is a trick. I'm sure is a tricky thing right now.
It
I mean
is.
Look even even in non-volunteer positions, that seems to be a universal thing that I've found right now is that everybody is working on a skeleton staff.
Right, right.
And so then you add to that that it's strictly or mostly volunteer,
mm-hmm.
that it's probably really tough sometimes.
It can be. It can be. And, you know, we can't see clients unless we have two people in the building. So,
that makes
you know,
sense.
That's
yeah.
for safety.
For
and,
safety and, you know.
So, you know, if you see our hours shifting, it's because we don't have the volunteers. So I encourage people to volunteer if they,
I was going
to
say,
if they want to,
that's a perfect spot to talk about. I was just going to ask. I'm sure you probably accept volunteers and are interested in hearing from people that might be interested in volunteering for that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you have a passion or heart for for a ministry like this, absolutely come in and apply. We do have an application process.
Okay.
And then if you want to work directly with clients, we do offer training because there needs to be some type of training there to know how to handle different situations, that our clients might be facing, how to talk to them appropriately.
Sure.
Those kind of things. But if you just want to come in and help fold clothes or do some laundry, because we get donations for the materials that we give to our clients. Sometimes it's used clothing, so we have to go through that and wash it.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that kind of thing, then come on in and do that, or help clean up the office a little bit, or fold letters so we can do mailings and things like that.
Plenty, just like what you offer. Mm-hmm. There's no limit to the availabilities for the volunteer work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I was going to ask you too, and you touched on it already. So you don't whatever it is you're looking to do with the volunteer work, even if it is something you're interested in, perhaps learning how to be really into it with. Mm-hmm. Meeting people and dealing with them, you don't necessarily have to already have a background in it, because if you're interested in that, you have training programs so that people can get the necessary education they need to be able to volunteer in that field.
Yeah. And we do, even with our current volunteers, we do kind of like continuing training with them.
Sure,
The laws in Michigan even are changing, as we speak. And so just to kind of stay updated on all of these things, what is available to our clients and those kind of things.
It's a very shifting environment.
We do, still offer lots of training just so that way we can answer questions that, people might come to us with.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to stay polished. I mean, anybody that tries to be a professional in whatever their endeavor is, doesn't at some point just completely quit training.
Right, right. It's not a one and done.
Yeah, if they want to stay at the top of their game.
Yeah, absolutely.
For certain. Right. So, and then like you said, especially anytime you're dealing with anything that you have to be involved with the governmental agency, there's one thing you can plan on, and that's the rules and goalposts constantly being shifted and changed. So there's a lot of effort just to keep up on what the current requirements, laws, et cetera, are, I'm sure. So very much so. You have also some upcoming events, it looks like, a couple of open houses, one at each of the locations, so one in Bad Axe here and then one
in Carroll.
In Carroll.
Yeah. We'd really like to open up our building. So we're going to be doing these on Fridays because we're not open typically on Fridays. So it won't interfere with our client appointments.
Sure.
But we do want to open it up for the community members to come in and see, what is this really about? What do you really do? Kind of look around the office. Our Carroll office has kind of gotten a facelift recently. There might be people who haven't been in there in a long time and they want to come and see, the
updates
that
we've
made. Like
how it looks now and some of the...
But then, people can come in and say, they might need our services, or, they might want to partner with us and, be a volunteer or, help with donations and that kind of thing. So we're opening up both of our centers. Carroll will be this Friday.
This Friday.
Yeah, May 5th from 3 to 6. And you can just come on in, take a tour of the office. We'll have people kind of stationed around the office to answer questions, tell you about what happens, in each of our just various rooms within the office, how we interact with clients, all the services that we offer and whatnot.
Can really get a face-to-face breakdown.
Yeah, answer questions. And then, if you're interested in getting involved either as a partner of the ministry or as a client, you need the services, you can sign up at that time. We could set up appointments. You could take an application to be a volunteer. And we also have some drawings. So we're going to have a really nice quilt that's been donated at each of the locations.
A quilt.
Yep.
That's been
we'll have a baby essentials basket. And so it's just a really nice basket full of kind of everything that you might need for a new baby, wipes. And
I'll have to tell my sister about that too, because I have three sisters, and both my two youngest sisters just had babies recently.
Okay.
My second youngest sister, she had a baby Oh, she's going to kill me if she's listening because I'm probably going to botch it, but he can't be more than 6 months old.
Okay.
And then my other sister was just last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So brand fresh out of the oven, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, send them out and, you know, have them look around and see if, you know, with new babies, is this their first?
For my one sister, it is her third.
Okay.
And for my other sister, it is her first. Okay. Brand new baby, brand new mommy, and brand new daddy.
Okay.
The trifecta.
Yeah. So I've heard a lot of times that going from two to three is a hard transition. So even for a seasoned, quote unquote, seasoned mom, our services are still... useful and beneficial.
And each kid, now me and my wife, we have two.
Okay.
And definitely each one is different.
They are.
Definitely each one is different. And mm-hmm. we've talked before, we've got the two of them, and we've thought before, like, wow, if we had like a third or a fourth, like, how would you keep up with it?
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, even if you've already got a couple,
yeah,
you change the dynamics every time a new one comes in.
You absolutely do. And and each kid is different, and they each have their own set of, I don't want to say problems, but, one is a great sleeper and the other one doesn't sleep so well. And you think you had it down. And, you know, so it's good to, these education classes that we offer. It offers maybe a different perspective than,
absolutely,
you know, what you've done previously with, you know, prior older children. And and the other thing too is that you have a bit of a camaraderie, a lot of our clients like coming in and just talking with another adult,
sometimes being able to vent.
Yeah.
If I mean, maybe that's not the best word for it, but mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see why it's not. I mean, look, whether it's in a workplace or your home life or what you are doing with mm-hmm. your organization,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it just helps to be able to talk
right
to other people that might be experiencing something the same. And everyone, I'm sure, can relate to this. Sometimes there's things that you just can't, like maybe husband can't talk about with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you can't, but it would be better for a man to talk to a man about it, or a wife, it would be easier for her maybe to talk to a woman she's close with about mm-hmm. it, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's just nice to have the option.
Just having somebody to listen.
Yeah, to be amongst people that are maybe going through the same stuff and a shoulder to lean on.
Absolutely. And so that's what we offer too, just... If you want to come in and, have a conversation with somebody, that we can be there for that. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that sounds like a small thing, but I don't think it can be overstated.
Right.
I really don't.
Right.
And
I do have to put the caveat in there that we're staffed mostly by volunteers. We're not professional counselors or therapists or anything like that.
Right.
It's just an ear to listen, and then we do have the education as well. And that's really like the supporting thing is that education there. But having a listening ear, sometimes, especially to a brand new mom, whether it's your first child or your fifth child, you're tired.
Oh, man.
And sometimes you just, you're around the kids all day, maybe dad's off working or maybe dad's not in the picture, and it can be stressful and you're going on little to no sleep, and just having somebody else to listen, just to talk to and say, I'm struggling with this, and they can say,
absolutely,
yep, that's hard.
Absolutely. My wife, she's much stronger than I am, because it is never ending. I've found, at least in my experience over time, and again, everyone's situation is different, so I can't speak to an environment that I haven't been in, but in my environments that I've been in life, a mom's job just never ends.
True.
Even when I'm home, mm-hmm. they're going to mom. I mean, they come to me too, but it's just mom's the secure point. Mom's the makes you everything okay.
Right.
And it was like that for me when I was a kid too, and I think mm-hmm. that's pretty common for a lot of people, especially at younger ages,
mm-hmm.
But it's like mom, and I'm sure if there's women out there listening, probably many of them can shake their heads in agreement with this. Mom doesn't get a trip to the bathroom very often.
Alone.
Without, I mean, literally,
right.
I've caught, my wife going to the bathroom and one of the kids just at the door with their fingers like under the crack. I'm like, would you get away? Come over here. Come over here. Give her 5 minutes.
Right.
That's her vacation. Look what you've done to her.
Yeah.
You've turned her vacations into a trip to the bathroom.
That's true.
And now you're trying to pull that away from her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, yeah, that is all very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I touched on that a little bit earlier too. So you got your upcoming events, one mm-hmm. at each, and the one, did you say the one in Caro or the one in Bad Axe? I think the one in Bad Axe is this Friday, you said.
No, the one in Caro is this Friday, May 5th.
Good job. I was just testing you.
Yep. And then the one in Bad Axe is the 12th.
May is the 12th.
Is the following
okay.
Friday.
The following Friday.
3 to 6.
So both of them from 3 to 6. Yeah. Both of them on a Friday. Caro is this Friday, May 5th. And then May 12th, next Friday, we'll be at the Bad Axe location.
Correct.
Again.
Correct.
From 3 to 6.
Yeah. We'll have goodies. We got little, you know, cookies and treats, and you can make yourself a cup of coffee, walk around the office.
Well, that sounds like my kind of shindig, cookies. And
yeah.
I might trade the coffee for milk because I'm still like a child in
okay.
that way.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
We'll have lemonade. I don't know about
okay.
milk.
I can bring milk.
Okay.
That's all right.
That works.
I'll bring, you know, it's something for everybody.
Yeah.
It's something for everybody. I don't know. I wanted to say too, I guess you could probably see I've got that there, and that's a little crude way of writing it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I wanted to throw out about it is because obviously you are faith based.
We are Christ centered
so
ministry.
That's what, the better way to say it. But
yeah.
what I wanted to throw out there for people that are listening, because you know, sometimes for some people they hear faith based or they hear this or that and they get like a you know.
Yeah, and they don't want to come.
What I can say from looking again at your website, and again, this is probably a crude way of saying it, but it's not preachy.
Right, right.
And so for people and people that might have the kind of reaction I'm talking about out there will know what I mean, is that like you're not going to walk in and get hit over the head with a Bible and
right.
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So there is that aspect to it, but you know, if it's something you're thinking about, but that would be a drawback for you based on what I've seen and the research I've done, I would tell you don't let that be a stumbling block for you to check it out, because you're not going to get beat over the head
right.
with a sermon or
yeah.
it's not, I mean, I was reading the whole website again and I've seen lots of various kinds, and it is not a thing that is about shaming or anything like that.
Absolutely.
It is about truly to try to provide paths and
right.
options that you might not have known were there.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, we're not going to be pushy or preachy. Our services are what we call permission-based.
Mm-hmm.
So if we feel that, you know, talking with a client, you know, she might be really struggling and just doesn't know what to do, you know, feels like there's no other option, you know, we might ask her, you know, can we pray with you? And if
yeah.
she says no, then we'll just say, okay, you know, no problem. You know, if she says yes, then we'll pray with her. You know, we will ask, you know, are you involved in a church?
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know,
because a lot of times the church is where you'll find the community and support outside
right.
of what we can offer.
Right.
Especially if you don't have family, or a support system, you know, outside of our ministry.
Can create a good network of
people. So we'll ask those kind of questions, but it is absolutely not pushy. You know, if somebody doesn't want to talk about faith or religion, that's fine. We won't do it. You know, we might
right.
ask here and there, but
and
like I said, it's permission based.
It's
so
like
if
you
they don't
said,
want to talk
a,
about it,
yeah,
then that's fine.
It's an offer. It's an offer, not an altar call.
Right. Absolutely.
So to speak, is maybe a good way to put
it.
Very good. Is there, I think that's what I try to fill up, you know, my quote unquote talking points on my little sheet here with as much as I can. And, you know, if there's more than we need, I always feel like that's better than not having enough information.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm looking at it, I don't know that I had anything more. So I wanted to ask you, is there anything that you want to touch on that maybe I, in my naivete did not pick up on? And
No, I don't think so. I did. I was thinking one more thing at both of our open houses for the families who come, or, you know, people come with if they have young children who might still be in diapers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give each of them a pack of diapers and wipes. So if nothing else, come out for diapers and wipes, because
that goes a long way.
Listen, there's nothing
cheap, and diapers and wipes are never cheap. In fact, I mean, and I feel like this is more my wife's close-mindedness. I had what I thought was a great idea was that we could use the litter box.
Oh.
For the kids. You know, like maybe a big, you know, those cheap turtle swimming pools you can get, and yeah. like maybe do that, and it would save on that. But she thought I was crazy, so we didn't go that route.
I think I'm going to agree with your wife
okay.
on that.
Well,
sorry.
That's probably for the best. That's
probably for the best. Is.
I've gotten to the point where I try to always run my ideas through her or through someone that's a little more sane
yeah.
than I am.
Yeah. And might be a good idea.
They can tell me if I'm following the right yeah. path there or not. Yeah. I don't know. I did again if I'm including more information than you want here or not, but I don't know if you wanted to give any information on how to contact you.
Yeah,
like
so you talked a lot about our website. You can look up our website, get a lot of information about the ministry at mypositivealternative.com.
And that's real quick, not to interrupt you, but because that threw me off, and I just wanted to throw in there. So the name of the organization is Positive Alternatives. The website, though, is My Positive Alternative.
Yeah,
singular.
Drops off that S.
So
yeah.
just be aware of that
yep.
when you're going to type it in
yeah.
to just use the singular of yep. that.
And then we are on Facebook and Instagram, so you can check us out on social media. And then, you know, you can contact our office at any time. Our main line is in Carroll. That's 989-672-4673. And our Bad Axe office, which is only open Wednesdays and Thursdays right now, okay. is 989-269-6760. But you contact either of those numbers even after hours. Somebody most likely will answer or return a phone call if it's an urgent need.
I got you. Yeah. So you probably have like a after messaging machine or something too, just in case
yeah.
that someone could leave a message. And then at some point, someone will check that and get back
right.
with people.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, are you satisfied with where we're at with
Absolutely.
That?
Make
sure
yeah.
we want to make sure we get everything in we can. Well, thank you, April,
Thanks
so
for
much
having
for
me.
Coming in today.
I appreciate it.
I thought it went well, and I enjoyed the conversation with
yeah,
you. It was
too.
Very pleasant.
Thank you.
So that will, ladies and gentlemen, wrap up our What Do You Think program for today, and we will catch up with you for our next one.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this What Do You Think edition.
Yeah, now I know stuff.
And be sure to keep your ears tuned closely to AM 1340 and 94.1 FM for our next What Do You Think program.